This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us. I hope you're enjoying. I'm enjoying. I'm having a good time. I don't know about the rest of you. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, boy, a lot going on. President Trump to give a speech here, or giving a speech. I love how he, you know, I mean, again, for a guy that's supposed to be hated, for a guy that the American people don't want, he sure packs those auditoriums, doesn't he? And people waiting for him outside, waiting to get in. It's just crazy. It's like, it's crazy that it's going somewhere to happen. And yet, we keep hearing from the Democrats how hated he is. I don't know. Maybe by their standards, maybe he's hated. I don't know. I don't even pretend to know. I mean, seriously, how do you get with their terminologies? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and in the chat room. You know what's really funny is the Katie Hill thing. I mean, if any of you have been following that, it's constant, and I love saying it because it's so true. We nailed it first, right? We were on the story. We, even after she did her, I don't know, everybody's saying it was a, retire. You know, again, when you quit. And you quit because you got caught, you know, resignation speech, but quit because you got caught. Why is it everybody else's fault? Why would you quit over everybody else getting on you for something that you claim you didn't do? I'm just asking. I mean, these things, those are those little things I ponder in the back of my head, right? So, the numbers came out again. And I want you to think about something. The Hallmark Channel beat CNN again. CNN, that's a station that all you libs watch because you think you really, really, really believe they're giving you real news. Oh, God, if that's the truth, I got some swampland I want to get rid of. Right, so understand that I jokingly refer to Hallmark as the all-white channel. Right? They start with white Christmas, white people, white everything. I think it's July. Don't they have like Christmas in July or something like that? I was on this morning on a station in Houston. The Answer, my buddy Sam Houston. I mean, Sam Malone. he doesn't, I don't know how he does it. It's like a 4-hour show early in the morning. I wouldn't want to do that. I have a hard enough time getting up at 9, let alone at like 4:30. Got a great show. Got a good fun. Anyway, we're talking about it this morning. He is a Hallmark channel. You probably get upset at me for saying that. He is a Hallmark channel aficionado. All right? And I said to him, they need to add some color to those shows. Like, maybe bring back Huggy Bear at Christmas, you know? I mean, can you imagine that? Some of you old enough remember Huggy Bear. You know, and Christmas in July, just crazy. So then he had mentioned Golden Girls, and your dirty little secret of your host here is I like the Golden Girls. I always get a kick out of it. But the one I like the most is the little Sicilian lady. Really, really on it there. But there are cures for Hallmark binging. I'm sure there's other ways we can get them off of that. But I just thought it was funny that here you go, an all-white channel, right, that does nothing but basically, I mean, come on, look, yes, you have some black people, maybe some Hispanics throughout there, but really look at it. And the stories are all the same, right? It's something like nobody ever kisses till the end of the show. And everything ends up happily ever after. And things are all, you know, there's never really any big knockdown, drag-down fights. Nobody ever gets shot or hit by a car or anything like that. Just truly a feel-good station. And I get it, right? And when you think about this, CNN lost to them. A diverse station with lots of news, lots to tell you about why the president's wrong and Republicans are terrible, and they can't get their ratings past that point. But there's still another side of this. That maybe, I'm thinking, maybe the presidential debates should be held on Hallmark. Because your top five candidates, right, top four or five candidates, all white folks, and they're old white folks at that. Now, for those, I know it's radio. I'm not of color. Well, I guess I could be called of color, being of Italian / Sicilian descent. Supposedly, we have like olive skin, and we have black blood nuts from Sicily. But I get the biggest kick out of all, you know, everybody makes, see, I'm doing this because I'm having fun with it. I mean, everybody's about color, right? Actually, we're broadcasting, by the way, from the Soviet socialist state of Venezuela, where they can shut off the power at any time. Some of you who were listening the other night actually got to enjoy that with us. The show started about 6 or 8 minutes into the show. That was it. We were done. So Horace Cooper's going to join me after the first break. Horace hasn't been on the show in a long time, but love this guy. Always enjoyed what he had to say. He's a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. He's also the co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board and legal commentator. All right? We're going to be talking about record low black unemployment. And, you know, black activists all over the country are applauding this, unless you're a hardcore Democrat who wouldn't give the president credit for saving two kids drowning in a pool. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we're seeing blacks go back to work in record numbers, and that's a good thing. Anyway, Joe Bacini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Horace will be with me after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount, I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You tiny-brained wafers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! Spinning records, well, I don't spin records anymore, I guess, but... Spinning records, they, you know, you could do it in the 70s, you couldn't do them today, right? She's a Brick House, like, that would go over good, you know, they'd be circling CBS with a wagon. Joe Mussini, your host, you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be notified with a text alert, you can always just text us, text TRS at 77222, TRS to 77222. 222, or just give me your email address. You can do that up on the website. But let's get rolling on this. I haven't had this fella on in a while, and I really miss him. I got to tell you, I used to love the conversations I had with him. I don't know what happened to my mind. Horace Cooper joins me. He's a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, also the co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. And we're going to talk about, you know, this hate, this dislike from the black, Hispanic, and minority communities towards President Trump. Horace, thanks for joining me.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to come on the program.
Yeah, and you know, I brought you on as an African-American man to verify the fact that the African-American community can't stand Donald Trump, right? Isn't that correct? I hear that all over the place.
You know, it's really, really hard to be angry when you got a brand new pickup truck in your driveway. It's really, really hard to get upset and complain when you've been having to stay either with your wife's parents or your parents while you're trying to figure out how you can afford a place to live, when suddenly you got that good job and you're allowed to get your own place. You and your wife now get to have some time where you run the show. It's really hard, and I'm telling you, this is true in white and black America. It's really hard when it's Thanksgiving coming up, and suddenly you realize this is the second year in a row where we've actually gone someplace for Thanksgiving. We've gotten to go and see grandmother because we could afford it. America has set records every year of the Trump administration for the number of people who are getting to go to see grandma for Thanksgiving, for the number of Americans, black, white, and brown, who are getting to go on a vacation. Do you remember what we used to call it during the Obama years? It was called a staycation, because you couldn't afford to go anywhere. You just had this time off from work, and you just kind of stayed around the house. Yep. That was the best you could do.
Yep.
Gas prices are lower than we have seen in a decade. Not where you are.
No.
Not in California, but in the whole rest of the country. Black Americans, white Americans, men, women, they are really very much interested in it. And so the idea that people are sitting around hating the president. No, now is the time where you get a chance to really relax and think about it. Instead of my three jobs so that I can barely stop my house from getting foreclosed on, I've got one good job now.
Yep. Yep.
It's more time with the kids. It's more time to do the kinds of things that the American people want and dream about doing.
Yeah, Horace, I'm glad you brought all that up because I joke about that all the time. How is the left going to fight this? These flyover states, as we used to call them. I mean, when you talk about middle America, the average, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but the average Joe, if you would, who does work for, maybe they work in the coal mines, they work on gas, they work on farms, all of a sudden, to your point, either they can go somewhere or the Thanksgiving table actually has food on it. I mean, real
absolutely
food. Right? With leftovers. All want leftovers. But how are they going to go? How are they going to go into those states and say, okay, listen, we're going to shut down coal. We're going to shut down gas. We're going to give you cleaner air, cleaner water. Now, there might be 2 million of you out of work, but just think, your kids will have clean air to breathe. Nothing to eat, but they'll be able to breathe. How is the left going to fight that?
If you're a big government liberal, here's what your plan is. You tell people, who are you going to believe? Like that country western song, me or your lying eyes? I don't want you to notice that for the third year in a row, we're projecting one of the biggest Black Friday shopping experiences ever. People who were used to, and there's nothing wrong with a homemade gift and a personal favor that you give in lieu of purchasing, but there's something really nice about looking, and there's a Christmas tree, and there's plenty of presents to go around. What the left is trying to say to people is, ignore all of that. I want you to be concerned about tweets. I want you to be concerned about whatever virtue signaling campaign that I'm embracing. I don't want you to actually judge how government is working, how the American system is benefiting you. I don't want you to care at all about that. Well, there's a problem, and that is the American people, and now let's talk about Black Americans, are noticing. There's stark numbers that Pew and Gallup are both showing, and that is upwards of 40% of black men are saying Donald Trump is doing a good or great job.
Wow. Yeah, and again, we hear, especially here in California, we constantly hear how the minorities are still against Donald Trump, which I don't get it. I don't believe any of it, and I don't get any of it. You know, what keeps coming back to me, a bunch of my black friends were really upset when I was touting when Donald Trump said, look, you've been voting for them for 60 years. Give me a chance. Nothing has changed in your life. Give me a shot. And I think he should play that over and over and over again. And I think what he should say to it is, look, doesn't matter that you're black, white, Asian, Hispanic, whatever you are. That's not the point. The point is, I got more people back to work. I started to deregulate some of these areas that needed it, and now you guys are all back to work. Let's keep it that way.
When I was a kid, they had this saying, the proof is in the pudding. Here's the fact. During the Obama administration, we set records for the highest level of employment for all of the country, but particularly for black Americans since the Great Depression. We set four different records for elevated unemployment. We're now at six records for lowest unemployment since the Department of Labor has been keeping the statistics. It is a remarkable contrast. There are more Americans, and I'm talking about blacks, in the workforce than we've ever seen before.
You know, we'll talk about this after the break, but women are working at higher rates than ever before, and women-owned businesses have grown as well. So I'm glad to see that Trump needs to go because I guess with their dictionary, he's doing a bad job. I don't know. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Beto O'Rourke, the former Texas congressman, announced that he was ending his Democratic presidential campaign, which failed to capture the enthusiasm, interest, and fundraising of his 2018 Senate race. Addressing supporters in Iowa, O'Rourke said while his campaign was ending, he planned to stay active in the fight to defeat President Donald Trump. Four people were killed and at least four injured at a Halloween party shooting at a Northern California home rented by a woman who falsely claimed she wanted the Airbnb so her asthmatic family members could escape the wildfire smoke. Gunshots were reported last night at about 10:45 in the wealthy San Francisco suburb of Orinda, where more than 100 people were in attendance. Orinda Police Chief David Cook said at a news conference there's no ongoing threat to the public. Cook did not address a possible motive or how many people are believed to be involved in the attack. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
We are back. Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, head up to the website. A bunch of things you can do up there. You can take the poll, read the stories. Give me your email address. I only send out one a week. I let you know what's going on the show and potential guests and topics we're going to be discussing. Also, you know, if you want to be notified of the show, some of you have told me you don't want the email thing's a pain in the butt. You got too many already. You can always get a text alert that the show is starting. Just text TRS to 77222. That's TRS. This is really easy stuff. To 77222. Horace Cooper joins me. He's a senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. He's also co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board and a legal commentator. Horace, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Thank you, sir.
Well, we're partially dealing with the record low black unemployment. And unemployment all around, really, if you want to get honest and full about it. Also, before we went to break, and I lost the page I had up, but bottom line with it is women unemployment is way down. Women owning businesses is way up. Minorities owning businesses are way up. I know I keep asking you, and I'm not trying to be an irritant, but how do you fight that? How do you honestly, with a straight face, go out to the people and go, he's got to go, ladies, because you have too many jobs?
Well, here's the thing. The very people that are the most critical of President Trump are also critical of the very policies that have led to America's prosperity. The president isn't lying when he says one of the things he's often told on international trips is how impressed people are, leaders of these other countries are, with America's prosperity and growth. When the government sees that one of the biggest impediments to economic growth and the prosperity of its people is the presence of government and stops being that irritant, stops being that impediment, lots of growth is possible. But the other side, they actually want greater government. We just had a person announce today that they wish to spend $52 trillion on a government takeover of health care. We spent for the entire GDP of the United States
in 3 years that amount. The entire United States.
Yeah.
How could you squeeze out of it just for the healthcare sector this $52 trillion?
Horace, did
the
you hear
other
what
she, side,
wait a minute, did you hear what she said? She used a term that should make you shudder. Okay? She said, this will not cost one dime to the average American. Remember, did you hear her say that? This would only affect the
1%. It will probably cost $1 billion. It won't cost one. It will probably cost $1 billion. Women, blacks, minorities, and the rest of the country will suffer. There's a reason the average American household, the actual physical space that they live in, is larger than the space, almost twice as much, as the space in Germany, as the space in the United Kingdom, as the space in France. In fact, if you are a black person living in the United States, there is no other country where black Americans are more prosperous, are more successful, own more assets, have more access to capital and transportation resources than any other place than the United States. And what the left wants to do is destroy that. That is hurtful. Americans are reveling in unprecedented access to energy. In the state of California, a lot of people don't know that. And the reason they don't know that we're reveling in unparalleled amounts, when you factor out inflation, fuel is under $1.50 a gallon nationwide. But in the states where, like California, where we hate prosperity, we punish success, and we impose the green agenda, only people who are really, really prosperous think, hey, isn't life grand? Everybody else is going, oh my, gotta go to the gas station again.
When you talk to some of these legislators, as I do, it's like, but nobody has the weather California has, right? Because people will pay, as I just did, $4.83 a gallon for gasoline, right? And you know, for what? You know, we live in Venezuela now. I don't know if you're aware of this. I started my show the other night. 6 minutes into it, the power goes out. I must have missed a notice that here in Soviet Venezuela that they're going to shut power off. They're shutting power off different places all across the state. And I'm thinking to myself, this is one of the most energy-rich states in the country. We have windmill farms. We have solar farms. We have all this. And yet, we can't keep the electricity on. This is just classic.
And you can't keep investment. And you can't keep job growth. When you start looking at the large states in the United States of America, what you see is capital flight away from New York and away from California and towards places like Texas and Florida.
Yep.
And the left is upset about that. But what I'm excited about is Black America is saying that they recognize these benefits, they appreciate these benefits, and they understand who's brought those benefits to them.
And you're going to write about that here shortly, are you not?
I have a new book coming out, How Donald Trump is Making Black America Great Again. And it is a historical examination of the policies early in the 20th century, prior to the Depression, some after the Depression, and present, that work for America, and in particular for Black America. And it is a contrast over the policies during the Great Depression, the policies during the Carter years, the policies during the Obama years that have been hurtful. They hurt the entire country. Mm-hmm. Black Americans have been hurt disproportionately by these policies. We absolutely need to get government to recognize that it is the impediment. And if we want happiness and we want achievement and we want personal dignity, the way you do that is you have growth, you have economic opportunity, and people can provide for themselves.
You know, Horace, my family are immigrants from Italy, and it was an embarrassment if you had to get government help. They wanted to do it on their own. That's what they came here for. They wanted to do it on their own. They wanted to make it on their own. They weren't looking for the mansion. They wanted a nice house where they could keep the kids, call it their own, that kind of stuff. That mindset, to a big degree, seems to be gone. Now it's kind of like, well, no, I need the government help to go to college. I need the government help to get my health care. It is out of control. We've raised a generation of I needs.
Everything the government provides, it comes at a cost to the entire society, and it comes with restrictions that people don't appreciate, and then it turns out it's actually not even adequate for what you want and would expect. The best way to accomplish it, whether it's housing, whether it's food, whatever it might be, the best way to accomplish it is to let free people choose to interact voluntarily with one another. Black Americans are seeing it, and I predict we're going to see one of the largest gender gaps among black men than we have seen in 40 years on election day. Black men and white men are going to be a lot more interested in looking at the metrics of success and using that. That could potentially lead to a dramatic sea change in outcome for election day.
Okay, now I will have you on again before election day, but today, if you had to call election, is it a squeak by or does he win by a landslide?
I recommend your audience go to www.moodys.com. They have three different election projection tools, and they show a Donald Trump victory handily.
Wow. Wow. Horace Cooper, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate it. Guys, Google his name. It's really simple. If you can't spell it, maybe you shouldn't be driving either. He's a fellow with the National Center for Public Policy, and a lot of good stuff there. Horace, again, thanks for being with me. All right, guys,
thanks,
God bless.
Everyone.
We'll catch you later.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Ah, the congressional theme song. There you go. Some of you who are too young to know better, that's called Frankenstein. That's the name of that song. By the Edgar Winter Brothers. Both of them, I think, are dead now. I'm not so sure. I can't imagine they'd still be alive with the amount of drugs that they dealt with and did and what have you. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, hopefully being part of the solution, right? So, California, we're just talking about what a beautiful, and it is, it's a beautiful state, no question about it. We got loons running it, but it's a beautiful state nonetheless. A lot of good things. I mean, you could truly, I mean, for all intents and purposes, you could be skiing it in the morning and out at the beach in the afternoon. Seriously. But, you know, good things, beautiful things can be ruined in a heartbeat, and that's what's happened to this state. If you want an inkling of how this country would look like run by Democrats. Just look at what's going on in California. They're going to tout, they're going to say, oh, yeah, look at all the beautiful places we have, beautiful beaches. Fifth largest, now I always love that one, fifth largest economy. Well, that's great, but can you afford it? Right? You might have the fifth largest economy and maybe the first largest deficit. That's possible, you know. And I believe we have that to a degree. I believe that this state is financially bankrupt, even though the governor says we have a surplus. If we have such a surplus of money, then why is he stealing tax dollars? You heard me. Gavin Nuisance is stealing gas dollars, gas tax money. You know, we voted for, you know, an infrastructure tax, a gas tax, that would allow the state to take that money and rebuild our roadways. They're in terrible shape. Beautiful, beautiful state. Terrible shape. The roadways are in terrible shape. The dams are in trouble. The bridges are in trouble. And what's he do? He stole $5 billion, with a B, billion dollars he took out of that fund via executive order to help, you know, legal immigrants, to help education, all this stuff. Most of it for non-citizens. Now, wasn't that good of him? And yet we have people with a resolution, I believe it was issued by State Senator Scott Wilk and Assemblyman Tom Lackey in California. They should have called it the anti-Venezuela resolution, because we have people that they're turning power off. We have a lot of little rural areas in California, as you can imagine. They're not all, it's not all Los Angeles and San Francisco. I got some news for you. And these people can only get water out of the ground with electric pumps. And the electric pumps don't run when you shut off the electricity. So you don't always, you don't just stop somebody from having electricity for heat. Right? I mean, lighting the house and heat and that kind of stuff. No, 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 no. You keep water out of the house at the same time. Right? Now, you know, somebody sent me something that I thought was kind of funny today. They said, look, only in California can you spend hundreds of millions of dollars on windmills to produce energy and then shut the grid down when it's too windy. Let that sink in for a second. In a lighted garage on one of San Francisco's busiest streets, a young man in a baggy trousers and messy brown hair, he pulls down his pants. He's been hiding two pairs of stolen jeans with tags on them. Right? He handed them to another man waiting nearby. Gave him some money, and they went on their happy way. This isn't a one-time thing we see. We see this happening on a regular basis. There are people in California. See, the reason we'll never go hungry here, even if you have no money, if you can go with a I mean, this is true. I'm not embellishing. You can actually get a grocery cart, go into the grocery store, fill up your cart, and leave without paying. If they decide to chase you, and most of them are told not to, if they decide to chase you and stop you and call the police, when the cops get there 4 hours later, they may or may not write you up a ticket, because it is a misdemeanor now, because of Proposition 47 here in California. It is a misdemeanor to steal less than $950 worth of goods, right? So the idea behind it is people were hurting when Obama was president, right? One lady says, my baby needs diapers or formula. Who's going to get that for me? No one. I'm going to have to go steal it on my own. And they're not arresting people for shoplifting anymore. Not for small amounts. I was actually at a cash register a while back when I watched a young lady walk out with two big bottles of vodka. Didn't stop to pay for them. And the guy in front of me is saying, hey, she didn't pay for that. And the cashier goes, I don't know. Well, don't you want to go stop her? Nope. No, we're not supposed to chase people when they steal things. And if the police won't show up for hours, it's not worth our time. Now, I haven't bought vodka in 100 years, so I don't know what it's worth. I don't know what that bottle was worth or anything. But when you think about it, seriously, they're going to let you get away with that? God bless America. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Now, Proposition 47 here in California is one of California's biggest blunders. It was only supported by the Democrat Party. It was championed by the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union. Right? The idea behind it, this passed in 2014, the idea behind it was to reduce certain nonviolent felonies to misdemeanors in order to free up resources for cops and prosecutors of violent crimes. Look, if you wanted to do that, you should have made it, you know, $250 or less. right? Now, since the proposition passed, there's been an increase in theft across the state. Cities like San Francisco have seen organized crime rings turn shoplifting into a well-organized racket. No, it's true. You will see video, you will see stories, you'll see camera, you know, camera angles of a mob running into one of these places and running out with you know, carts that are full, hand baskets that are full. Nobody's going to go after them. Among the nation's 20 largest cities, San Francisco now has the highest rate of property crime. Now, that includes theft, shoplifting, and vandalism. It means you can break into somebody's house, you can actually steal their gun. Right? I mean, as long as it's under $950, you're cool. Del Seymour, founder of the nonprofit Code Tenderloin, told the local news source that fencers often from Mexico and Guatemala, you know, where they're running away from, right? They set up shop in the middle of the day around the city's United Nations Plaza area. He said that he also noticed that the stealers and dealers have gotten bolder by the day. The retail heist taking place, he said, they aren't some small-time operation now. Now it's a sophisticated network. Because if you get caught with it, they don't take you to jail. It's a misdemeanor. Right? A lot of the handoffs that have been done of these stolen goods are done right there in front of San Francisco City Hall and in and around the City Hall building. And it sends a message, right, that they're doing it right here. They're doing it. Oh, I got to learn how to shut that off someday. Other hot spots include Tenderloin as well as 7th and Market Streets in San Francisco. Right? Seymour believes that San Francisco is stuck in a cycle, and until it's able to pull itself out, the problem will continue. Drug addicts who are often homeless need money for a fix. I can't wait till the city starts handing out drugs. Now, let me see. We got petty theft going up like crazy because these people need drugs. So instead of having them steal the drug money, we'll just give them the drugs. We've confiscated enough of them over the years. Can you see these nut jobs doing that? My thing is, and I tell them this all the time, if we end the fencing, prosecute the fencing, or do something with the fencing, people won't have money to buy the drugs, he said. Most of the drugs bought are from shoplifters breaking into cars. If they don't have a market for those goods, they won't break into cars. So basically, they're stealing this stuff. The fencers are right there on the street. They're right there in small park areas. You show up and say, look, this is brand new. I stole it 10 minutes ago. What do you give me for it? Right? Across the bay into Oakland, business owners say shoplifting is a problem. Spoiled boutique owner Micah McCants, he told the news source that she worries about the theft, especially at night. That I've had situations where I've had to call the authorities in San Diego County. 7-Eleven franchise owner Jesse Dillon said that he is to deal with shoplifters at all six of his stores. It happens every day and hour by hour. And I don't call the police. You can't call the police. They're not going to show up. Why bother? So they turned this beautiful, wonderful state, right? They've turned it into a haven for shoplifting, for crime, for drug use, for illegal immigration. I mean, everything that we used to work at to keep out of the cities, to keep the city safe, Governor Newsom and his team of Dems are pushing to make all that happen, to allow all that to happen. Do they love you? Do they care? Next hour, I got, you know, it's like a smorgasbord of stuff. We got a lot that I want to talk about. We're going to stay a little bit on California, too. There's so much. I mean, we can do 5 hours a day, 7 days a week on California crazies. Show with you, your host. Always a pleasure. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We'll be back in a little bit.